Now, continuing coverage in the newspapers this morning, following on from the comments of independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, who said that rural Ireland needs a bigger bloc to stand up to the Green Party. He says rural Ireland needs strong representation for its unique needs. And as he said yesterday on the programme here, if you're not in where the piano is being played, then you can't call the tune. He's looking at the scenario, or the likelihood of a scenario, of a coalition government gathering after the next election, and said that the rural independent TDs need to get together and present a united front, come up with policies or cement policies, influence the programme for government, and then be there at the cabinet table when decisions are being made. If you have a view on this, and lots of you got in touch with us yesterday supporting the notion and supporting the idea of a rural party, two of our TDs in this county are independent rural TDs, Deputy Danny and Michael Healy-Way, and both of them are on the line this morning. I'll start with you, Deputy Michael Healy-Way. Good morning to you, first of all. What's your response to Michael Fitzmaurice's general idea here that this needs to be done if rural Ireland and policies on rural Ireland are to be protected?
Well, good morning, first of all, Gerry, to you and your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity. I suppose I didn't have the benefit of hearing what Michael Fitzmaurice said on your radio programme, and I was surprised because I had been with him the night before. I said hello to him on the corridors, and I was surprised he didn't discuss what he was going to discuss with you the following day. But the long and the short of this is, going back to 2011, when my father, my late father, was retiring, I was selected to run as an independent candidate in what was the South Kerry constituency at that time. Subsequent to that, I have ran and thankfully been elected as an independent. I think when you're elected as an independent, that's what you are. And when you join with a party, because I'm only hearing the reports of what's being said about what Michael Fitzmaurice has said, being part of a party isn't all of what it's made up to be, in that sometimes, like, you're hitching your trailer to somebody else's wagon, maybe, and that might work out so good in the long run. And my answer to it right now, and to the people of Kerry, is I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I was elected as an independent, and that is what I am. And to anybody that would say, for example, that independents can't deliver, I'll give you an example of delivering. Just one very small example. Back on the 25th of January, I used an opportunity with my colleagues. I proposed that we bring a motion before the Dáil about inshore fishermen. And we had a full debate, which was done for nearly a day and a half, because the vote on it was the following day. And all parties and none spoke on that motion. And it resulted yesterday in a success for inshore fishermen with regard to getting a fund there to support them, because they were left behind all along. So people that would try to say, well, independents, they're only in opposition, they can't do anything, they're powerless, they're not able to say anything. I know that over the years, an awful lot of good ideas that I came up with finished up being brought in by the government because quite simply they knew they were good ideas. And that's what you need. You need effective politicians that will work on the ground, that will go to their clinics, listen to the problems that the people have, and don't be bound or tied by the shackles of political parties. And you can be individual, and you can be representing people and not other people's political views. But just to answer your question, is it right maybe to have an alliance? Well, we already have an alliance. Mm. There's six of us. There's Danny Healy-Ray. There's Richard O'Donoghue. There's Matty McGrath. There's Carol Nolan. And there's Michael Collins. And we are an effective block. And we certainly... But,
yeah, that's for speaking time in the Dáil. He's talking about a political party which would have, you know, distinct policies and be at the table then. Okay, stay on line, Michael, with Deputy Danny Healy-Way. Danny, what's your response to the suggestion from Michael Fitzmaurice, set up an independent rural, or a rural party, I should say, to be part of the next, a possible next government?
First of all, Gerry, I wish to say hello to yourself and all the staff there, and indeed all the people of Kerry and all those who are listening beyond the county of Kerry, the great county of Kerry. And I suppose listening to I didn't hear it first hand what Michael Fitzmaurice said on the program yesterday, but listening to different people telling me what he said, I mean, I suppose whatever he told you, Jerry, he has a lot more than he said that he's not telling you. So, like a lot of politicians up there. So, and I wish him well, whatever ideas ideas that he has, maybe as well intentioned. But I suppose you have to before you can join a group like that. There has to be policy, and there has to be. A genuine discussion and an understanding, and you need to know who else is in the framework. Like,
yes.
we haven't been spoken.
No, and he made, in fairness, he made that point. He hasn't spoken to you yet. He's spoken to a number of others in his own technical grouping, the Dáil, but not to the two of ye. So he did make that clear. But if he did come and have that conversation, what would your response be? I guess.
Just let me say, Jerry, that I'm glad to be elected as an independent TD as well. And I suppose myself and Michael have then added advantage that we have a group. We can call them the Healy Ray, Papdale, whatever. We have three county councillors, and we're working at local level, and we're working at national level. And yes, we are effective. We can we can bring forward ideas with PMBs and we have that advantage of being in a group. We're not a party, but we're a group where we get speaking time, and we're entitled to we're working the system to the best of our ability. And even late on the night before last, at 12 o'clock, I raised a topical issue about a very serious matter in Killarney, where working farmers that are working at the present time and generating their own income and have been doing for many years, they are about to be destroyed with this vacant residential land tax, where they're going to be taxed out with anywhere from 30,000 to 100,000 a year. And I mean, this is very unfair. And we use the system, and we go and meet the people clinics here and clinics there and everywhere, and we'll make yourself.
And in fairness, Danny, no, let me put this point to both of you. I'll start with you, Danny. Notwithstanding all of what you've said about the work you do, you represent people, you're both saying effectively no to Michael Fitzmaurice's idea this morning of forming a party. You feel you're better on your own. What about that central point? That central point that, as he made yesterday, if you want to really, and you raise these issues all the time, you have serious objections, both of you, to the direction of travel of this government in terms of the Green Party and the Green agenda and biodiversity and some of the decisions that are being made or being talked about, some of the policy, the legislation coming through, that you, he said, if you're not, and he said, fair play to the Greens. I don't agree with any of their policies, but they're in the room. They're making the decision. They're effectively deciding the direction the government is going to go in, especially in the green area. If we want to battle that, if you're not in the room where the piano's being played, you cannot really call the tune. And unless you do that, you're wasting your time in terms of trying to battle against what you talk about all the time in the Dáil, calling for sense on issues to do with green policies. Danny, I'll put the point to you. What about that central point?
Well, first of all, Jerry, you have to be practical, and you have to deal with the facts and the realities. After the last election, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, practically the following day, had their minds made up that they were joining with the Greens. And there was 22 independents. We were six, and they would make up the rest of it. There were 16 others. They didn't want to talk to us at all. And just because we...
Let me put this point to you. Is the reason why they didn't want to talk to you because you all were independent with your own viewpoints? You weren't a block of vote. He's calling for you to put together as a block of 10, maybe 15 votes, that you would be a viable possibility for either party or any party or Sinn Féin or anyone who looks to form a government, that they would come to you and not think of the Greens next time out.
Well, where the whole issue rests is what the bigger parties decide to do. And like, it's very clear that they didn't want to talk to us for whatever reason it was. And
it was easier to talk to the Greens because they had a set number of votes.
Well, maybe it isn't so easy. A lot of the backbenchers can't be happy. I haven't been talking to them, but yeah, they can't be happy with the outcomes that they're having at the present time. And, like, Jerry, what it is about up there for many of them is getting power and getting positions. What we're about is representing the people. We don't want state cars, or we don't want high profile positions. We want to work for the people of Kerry, and that's what we'll continue doing if we're elected, and if I'm lucky enough to be elected at the next election, and I will be going forward. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I want to do what I'm doing,
what you're doing, without influence of a party. Okay, Michael,
from the response that we're getting around the county, I believe that we're doing well by the people that voted for.
All right, Michael Healy, same question to you. If you're not in the room, you can't call the tune.
Well, I'd like to think that I study what the political parties do, and I observe it at a very, very close level. And their great financial learning after the last few years is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both have lost rural Ireland completely. Labour never had it, and other groupings, they don't have it either. So rural Ireland definitely needs people that will speak up for them. I would like to think that from the County of Kerry, they can rely on the two Healy Rays, working very, very closely with Johnny, Jackie and Mara Healy Ray on the council, because it is part of a team. Because you know the respect that I have for county councillors, whether they're in parties or whether they're independents or whatever they are, because county councillors do great work, and we can work together as a very cohesive and organized.
Yeah, and you do, Michael. But the question is, would you not be better for rural Ireland and for Kerry and for combating some of the policies that you describe as madness to be at the cabinet table to say this is what we need to do for rural Ireland?
But you see, that comes back to what I said to you a while ago. If you form a political party, it's different to a grouping like what we have. We get on fine in the grouping that we have at present. It works, it's effective, and we're a group of six. But if you are in a political party, I'll again describe it to you this way. What you're saying to us, though, is that we should hitch a Healy Ray trailer onto a wagon that's being pulled by somebody else.
You'd pay part in driving the wagon, surely.
Well, I put it to you this way. I think we can be far more effective as we are, and as our late father started out in 97. And you would even agree yourself, Jerry, that Jackie Healy Ray was a very wise politician. He had been involved with the party all of his life. And in 97, he decided the right thing to do to represent the people of Kerry. And remember, he didn't want to be a minister. He didn't want a state car. There was talk that at the time, John Bruton was offering him Ministry of Agriculture if he'd go with him at that time and all that sort of thing. What he wanted was to represent people, not parties.
Yeah. Okay.
And
all right.
I think he was widely recognised as a wise politician.
And you're staying the same course as him. Okay, stay with me. I want to talk about one other issue which came up in the Dáil this week with both of you. We'll get to that after we take these. We're talking with Deputy Michael and Danny Healy Ray this morning in relation to the suggestion of Michael Fitzmaurice and the TDs need to get together and form a party for rural Ireland to be in part of a coalition government after the next election. Well, one of the issues that was being objected to by a number of TDs in the Dáil this week was the issue of a vacant property tax and a vacant property tax, a vacant home tax. The Social Democrats suggested this would be increased to 10% from the current value of 0.3% brought in last October's budget. Here's a little bit of a clip of Deputy Michael Healy Ray raising the issue yesterday.
For TDs inside in this Dáil to go attacking property owners, I've heard more rubbish from over here today from people who are serial objectors themselves. They've objected to thousands of houses being built in their constituencies. We've one lady inside in this chamber that has objected to 5,000 houses in the very short length of time she's been a TD. It's insanity of the worst type. And why? Oh, because they are being built by the private sector. and maybe somebody will make a profit. My good God, is there anything in the world wrong with a person making a profit? Is there anything in the world wrong in the world with a person having a house? It's their property. They might have worked hard for it. If somebody inherits a house, are you seriously telling me that you want to increase a tax by 33 times to 10% of the valuation of the property? This would mean, if implemented, that an average vacant home, using the average home price example of 320,000, would end up paying a vacant home tax of 32,000 a year if you got your way. That is insanity of the worst
in this
absolute
area,
type. And I'm not going to be shouted down by anybody.
That are rented at the moment.
I have to declare his interest in this area, Chair. Stop the clock, please. Deputy, I take your point of order. You didn't declare an interest. If you would declare your interest, continue.
Yes.
For the time remaining. Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm addressing the chair. I continuously, as you well know, you're around here a while. I always declare my interest in every debate. I provide a lot of a comment. Will you please stop the clock?
No, too late. I gave you your opportunity.
Right. Well, no. But I'm going to say is in answer to this, I provide accommodation, and there's nothing to be ashamed of in that.
You're not saying that. You need to declare it.
Richard O'Donoghue, please.
And on it goes, and on it went. Michael Hiray, very upset with the Social Democrats for that idea of increasing the vacant property tax.
Yes, I certainly am, and it's insanity, because you've seen over the last number of years the amount of people who had private properties that they were renting out, and they've given it up. They're paying already 56% tax on the income that they earn. They're maintaining the houses, and there's more red tape and bureaucracy involved in it, and it's causing an awful problem because the local authorities aren't building enough houses quick enough to take care of the young couples and the middle-aged people who need houses. And the result of it is they need to be able to access private accommodation, and it's not there at present because it's after being sold to the private market.
But this doesn't target those houses, does it? This targets the vacant ones that are lying idle, the derelict ones.
But you see, you know, Jerry, that I don't have any value whatsoever in anybody keeping anything idle. But you have to make allowances. You could have a family that could have illness and a house might be idle. You could have a property that might be after being gifted because of death from an auntie or an uncle or a parent to a younger person who mightn't be ready to take over that house and get it up and ready to either rent or to sell or to move into themselves. And in the meantime, then that they would be hit with this punitive, penalising tax of perhaps 30,000 a year. In the name of God, that would force them to sell it. So, Jerry, this type of attack by people like that is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm going to continuously highlight the fact, because people in Kerry mightn't realise it, there are TDs above inside in Dublin today and around the country who are objecting continuously
you've made that point, and that is a point that's regularly made by the government as well when they're attacked by opposition parties who have objected. Danny Healyway, final point to you. Cian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats made the point in this, that if you understood the stress and trauma being faced by families across the country facing eviction, not being able to get homes, I think you'd move heaven and earth to do everything you can to get more homes available, more housing available. This is an effective way to do it.
Well, I won't be talked to by the likes of Cian O'Callaghan or anyone like that about the importance of housing. Since I was a young fella helping my father, I'm dealing with housing issues, and since I got elected as a councillor, first of all, day in, day out, I have three girls up there in the office who are doing their best. I have a son and a daughter in Kerry County Council trying to help people to attain and to get on the housing list and to get houses every day of the week, so that I know what I'm talking about, Jerry. And to have him suggest that I don't know, or that Michael don't know, or that we don't know what we're doing. Look, Jerry, go back a couple of weeks ago, I voted against extending the eviction ban because I don't believe that trying to take houses off of people who owned them, who bought them, who built them, who inherited them, or whatever way they got them. I voted against extending that ban because, and you see, that's what's wrong. That ban is already there, even though, and for there before that special eviction ban came in. It takes 4 years to get someone legally out of your house or to get your house back. That's wrong, and it's not. It has created a scenario where people won't let their houses now because they're afraid that they won't be able to get them back. And to talk about this vacant house tax, what about all the people that this was going to affect as well? Your farmers, where maybe back a few years ago, they built a new house. Their father and mother were living in the old house, inside in the same yard. Sadly, they have died away, and those houses are there, and maybe
not practical to put someone else in the house on the farmland that has to be allowed for.
There, yeah. They're probably waiting to let their sons or daughters take it over and do it up, and when they have money, they'll do it up.
Yeah.
But for, that's the other thing that's very wrong, is the standard that the houses have to be now, and the RTB are insisting on these standards, which are cost heaven and earth. You know what houses cost. And you see, like I highlighted there, from the top of the town in Kinmare, out through Kilgarvan, and down as far as the Kerry Way, without leaving the road, Hanley, the main road, the National Primary Road, where the CIE bus takes people back and forth. There are 55 houses vacant. We need to do something to try to incentivise or give incentives.
So carrot rather than the stick of tax is what you're saying. We're very short of time. Briefly, right. Michael Healy-Ray, you raised an issue with Simon Coveney during Leaders' Questions yesterday on Airbnbs. You were asking him, would an instruction come from the government or the Department of Housing for people on planning, given the intervention of the European Union in relation to the government's plans for planning permission for short-term lets. He gave you a positive response, suggesting that there would be some instruction coming very shortly to give people relief on this issue. Is that right?
He did, and I'm very glad and grateful to for giving this opportunity, because this is very important for people in Kerry to listen to. And I'll tell you exactly what it is. I, at present, have people who are dealing with me who have applications in to operate their businesses as Airbnbs. The problem is, there is awful uncertainty out there now, because the government wanted to put them out of existence. The EU have clearly said the government are wrong. So what I wanted...
They're operating on 2019 legislation, which was about to be changed with a whole new scheme of registration. That's been paused now by the EU. And you're saying, look, anyone who has applications in need to be assured by the local authority that they're fine.
Yes. And what has happened is there's actually due dates coming up now for planning applications. And I wanted the Taoiseach or the minister, whoever was going to be there, and was saying, Coveney took the question from me. But there was one thing that he said, which is interesting. He said that he agreed with much of what I had said because of the fact that Airbnb is so important, not just in rural Ireland, but in urban Ireland as well, because they provide a very necessary service, because we want people to be able to come into our county and avail of all the other services that are available there through the tourism trade. But this is the point. The planners that are operating, not just in Kerry County Council, but throughout the country, they are scratching their head these days because they are quite simply looking for direction. So what he clearly said yesterday was that the Department of Housing would be issuing direction to the local authorities. All I can hope and pray that it will be a positive direction, and that they will be telling people, yes, you are entitled to operate as an Airbnb or a short-term let, and I would dearly hope that will be the result of what the EU clearly said 12 or 14 days ago.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Deputy Danny and Michael Healy-Ray, both of us on the line there, talking about this issue.